Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Now, before we get into this, I do realise that 2025 is a way off, but over the past couple of years, time has been reduced to having no meaning to me, and 2017 still feels like yesterday. And before we get into the very well-written, well-considered list by Big Daddy Hamflet himself, I'm going to bring a few predictions of my own, considering I've never got them wrong. Number one, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is president. Number two, my beloved Chesterfield are in the Premier League. And number three, Vince McMahon is going to be even more bonkers than he is right now, which will certainly make things interesting. Anyway, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, and these are 10 very possible wrestling news headlines from 2025. Number 10, Conrad Thompson presents, Ladies and Gentlemen, My Name is Paul Heyman. It is astonishing to think that Paul Heyman has spent longer in his current stint with WWE than any other role in wrestling he's ever had. He is a pro wrestling icon. You think about his time with ECW in the 90s, bringing up Brock Lesnar in the early noughties, all the way through to what he's doing right now with Roman Reigns and everything in between. He certainly will have more than enough to talk about with Conrad Thompson for 3+ hours. And I know Conrad does podcasts with the likes of Bruce Prichard and Jeff Jarrett. Great podcast, almost as good as ours. And that doesn't mean it's not a prerequisite that you're not with the company to do a podcast with him. But let's be honest, you can only put up with Vince McMahon's bullshit for so long. Speaking of which, number 9. Triple H is put back in charge of talent relations. The one thing Triple H can take solace from in his current professional strife is that Vince McMahon's decision-making is cyclical, even if pro wrestling isn't. He's been well and truly ousted from his spot in 2021 after suffering a series of minor demotions, but the King of Kings need only wait. You see, what's going to happen is Vince McMahon and his sidekick Bruce Prichard are going to fail miserably to revitalize NXT 2.0, and John Laurinaitis is going to take the fall for it eventually, and then Trips can just slide right back in where he used to be. Or maybe they won't. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the likes of Braun Breaker, Von Wagner, and Tony D'Angelo are going to be the birthing of a new wrestling era within WWE. And then I'd be quite the schmuck. Number 8. Hangman Page turns heel. At time of recording, Hangman Page remains this elusive figure on the verge of an incredible ascension to AEW's top spot. But in 4 years' time, can he still be in that same position? Look, for me, here's what needs to happen. Hangman Page eventually wins the big one, probably beats Kenny Omega for it, and becomes AEW World Champion. But his reign only needs to be a short one, and you can get an ungodly amount of heat on the heel, MJF, who takes the title off him. And then, what is next for Hangman Page in the future? Well, the road to the top can be just as jagged on the way down. Just imagine Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks being the good guys all of a sudden in this never-ending feud with Hangman Page, and that amazing friendship and how well Hangman Page just lives his on-screen experiences. Plus, he looks damn good in black. And he might not be the only one headed that way too. Number 7. CM Punk turns on Daniel Bryan. Not like that, you horny bastard. Look, CM Punk's return to professional wrestling in 2021, as I called, has been perfect. He's already had great matches in AEW. He's blown the roof off places, and he's brought lapsed fan Scott Telford at What Culture, for example, back into wrestling. It has been an amazing time, but all good things must come to an end. And in 2025, Punk will be nearly 50. And if we haven't had that dream heel run by then, expect it to come at the expense of Bryan Danielson. Look, their dual arrivals will have them be intrinsically linked throughout their time in AEW. And whilst I will admit that Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson, is an amazing heel, he's too much of a lovely bastard to be the bad guy in this scenario. We are going to have the darkest side of CM Punk going up against Bryan Danielson. My God, am I here for it. Number six, Raw falls below 1 million total viewers. Let's be honest, considering how things have been over the last few years, it is impossible to predict how viewership will trend next. We've had a pandemic, we've had the return of absolute legends to TV, and we've had Nick Khan suggesting, please, God no, Monday Night Raw could become 4 hours long. Just so glad Hamlet didn't include that as an entry, to be perfectly honest. But anyway, even if they return Monday Night Raw to 2 hours, WWE seem incapable of booking long-term storylines. Whilst the viewership change may well not affect WWE's bottom line, it will be a new low for the promotion. Number five, the AEW network launches. With Dark, Dark Elevation and the often excellent Road 2 series, AEW has a hell of a back catalogue alongside Dynamite and Rampage to put on some sort of on-demand service. I know right now that fans can go back and watch those quarterly pay-per-views whenever they want, but watching classic matches from TV is a massive pain in the arse right now. Imagine if they had some sort of WWE network, a version of their own, with a price point maybe half what you pay for the WWE network to attract more lapsed fans, where all that sort of thing was on there whenever you wanted it, and you then had the ability to watch some young upstart rise through the ranks, going through YouTube, progressing on television, getting all the way to being a pay-per-view title contender. Yes, please. Number four, NXT gets a new logo. I know, we've literally just got a new NXT logo. It went from the dark skulls, bollocks, Triple H's wet dream to Nickelodeon 2.0, basically. But this is what they do, isn't it? They don't change the product when it needs changing. They just slap a new logo on and call it a day. You know what? Let's have some fun with this. Whoever is editing this video, maybe the new logo is going to be beige. I don't know. It is up to you, Mr. Editor. This is going to be the new logo for NXT in 2025. You heard and saw it here first. Number three, Rampage beats SmackDown. Let's be honest, in both demographics and overall viewership, Dynamite is going to be Monday Night Raw far before 2025. We've already seen the beginnings of it in the last few weeks. But what if the secondary show of AEW beats the jewel in WWE's crown? Now that is what you may call a paradigm shift. Look, we all hoped that when any form of competition came along, especially AEW, that would fire Vince McMahon up to make wrestling great again. That patently hasn't happened. He's just brought Goldberg back over and over and over again. But when you start talking about money, you start talking about rights fees, about networks asking why this company that they're throwing all this money at is losing to the supposed number two, then you may finally get one last battle from Vince McMahon. We can but dream. Number two, Roman Reigns becomes the first wrestler to enter the Hall of Fame as WWE champion. Finally, they have finally got him right. And who knew the answer was simply, take your top off, Joe. Anyway, between now and 2025, it doesn't feel like any star is going to come near his orbit. A multi-year title reign doesn't seem remotely out of the question. And neither does Roman Reigns going into the Hall of Fame as WWE champion. Just think about it. By then, he'll have spent longer than a decade on the main roster. He'll have held literally every title. He'd be the flagship guy on a billion-dollar wrestling show. He is a cornerstone of this industry. And you could go full gimmick. You could have Paul Heyman and the Usos and the gross facade that would be those guys inducting him into the Hall of Fame. I can almost already hear it. Roman Reigns standing in a room surrounded by his peers, title reigns, Hall of Famers, all of that packed into a room being told to acknowledge this handsome bastard. Number one, Stone Cold Steve Austin is All Elite. What do we always say in the wrestling industry? Never say never. Now, Stone Cold Steve Austin may have promised never to wrestle again, but picture this scenario. What if a desperate WWE, keen to sell out a WrestleMania that may be struggling a little bit or just keep their noses in front of AEW, offers Stone Cold Steve Austin an ungodly amount of money and offers to pay for all of his physical ailments to get him back in the ring one more time at Mania? And what if, following that, and this is probably the closest thing to reality that's going to be in this pitch, terrible creative from WWE alienates the Rattlesnake, and then the company that has proven themselves to be great at booking elder statesmen, AEW, swoops in and not only offers him the dream match that we thought we would never get to see, Stone Cold Steve Austin versus CM Punk, but Austin versus Punk with Jim Ross on the call. Never say never.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.